大家好，我是 Wesley.
And this is Jennifer.
我们来看第二十六课。
Lesson 26, Empty Nest Syndrome.
空巢症候群。好，我们来搭配笔记，聆听短文。
Listen to the text with the help of the notes given. Phenomenon.
现象。
A clinical condition.
临床疾病。
Be vulnerable to.
易受什么什么的伤害
Grief
悲伤
Keep in touch with
与什么什么或与谁联络
On a regular basis
定期好了解笔记后我们来听一下短文相信会比较容易理解
Text The day when your child leaves home and goes to university or moves out of the house can leave you feeling downThis phenomenon is called empty nest syndrome. Although it is not a clinical condition, those who experience it may be vulnerable to depression and marital conflicts. They may experience feelings of grief, loneliness, or loss of purpose. To avoid or cope with empty nest syndrome, you can join clubs and pursue new interests.You can use this as an opportunity to spend more quality time with your partner. You can also keep in touch with your child on a regular basis when you live apart. And the times when your child does come home to visit can be treasured even more.
再次聆听并回答问题。
Listen again and answer the questions below.
在听第二遍之前，请各位先看一下下列三个问题。现在开始听短文。
Text. The day when your child leaves home and goes to university or moves out of the house can leave you feeling down. This phenomenon is called empty nest syndrome. Although it is not a clinical condition,Those who experience it may be vulnerable to depression and marital conflicts. They may experience feelings of grief, loneliness, or loss of purpose. To avoid or cope with empty nest syndrome, you can join clubs and pursue new interests. You can use this as an opportunity to spend more quality time with your partner.You can also keep in touch with your child on a regular basis when you live apart. And the times when your child does come home to visit can be treasured even more.